Time for another visit with Dr. Sean Riley from Tulsa Spine and Rehab. Hello, Dr. Riley.
Hi, Scott.
Hey, you're involved with Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Of course, they have locations around the country, including there in Tulsa. Tell us a little bit about your involvement and how chiropractic fits in at a hospital.
Sure. Kind of a unique situation. I was contacted this past summer by another local chiropractor here in town, and I didn't know much about cancer treatment hospitals or what they were about or what their model was. And he asked me if I'd be interested in providing some chiropractic services there at the hospital. It really surprised me. I was trying to figure out how chiropractic or, that service line fits in at a cancer hospital. Sadly, a lot of those patients are pretty sick and they're dealing with some nasty things. Well, he brought me out and I was able to meet with the CEO and they gave me a tour of the hospital. And what was very, I guess what got my attention and what really surprised me, it's truly an integrated system there. And what that means is there's multiple different types of physicians with medical oncologists, radiologists, surgeons, all the different physicians you would need to manage a cancer patient under one roof. Alongside them, they offer a lot of ancillary services and elective type services such as chiropractic, acupuncture, physical therapy. They have a really good naturopathic division. Mind body. And so their whole, philosophy is to get all these like-minded providers under one roof that are able to have an open line of communication and truly to provide, to provide patients, comprehensive, high, standards of care, and patients respond really well to it. It's been a really neat experience. I'm in about my fourth month over there. And I'm seeing some, I'm meeting some really good people and I'm seeing some really good folks over there.
Probably a great opportunity to learn some things as well and dealing with maybe some different types of patients than you might normally see.
Well, you're exactly right. In my clinic, the guy or gal that I'm going to see is someone with neck or low back pain. They injured it, at the gym or working in the yard and they're unhappy about it. And they're kind of, there's an issue and they're in pain and they come in and we deal with those. Well, sadly over there, I'm obviously dealing with neck and low back pain. I'm not dealing with anything directly related to the cancer. I'm just trying to, deal with some conditions secondary to, some of the nasty stuff that they may be dealing with. And what I've noticed over there with those cancer patients is, people are happy. I mean, they need care, they need treatment. They're in there for life-threatening, illnesses and disease. And, they're just happy that I'm there able to provide a service related to their neck or low back. And that's what's kind of a neat experience for me, Scott, is that, a lot of those patients have smiles on their faces when I see them. They're just happy and they're grateful compared to a lot of the folks that I see in my own clinic that are pretty unhappy because they're in pain.
What about limitations that exist when you're dealing with cancer patients?
Well, that's a really good question. It's definitely, I've had to change some of the ways that I practice over there, related to chiropractic and manipulation and mobilization. When we think of a chiropractor, we think of the popping and the cracking. Obviously, we're limited to what we can do manually. We use a lot of instruments and utilize a lot of soft tissue techniques because we want to be very aware, obviously, of their cancer, where the cancer might be, what the contraindications are, and some things that we should stay away from. So, there's a fine line there. Obviously, I'm not able to do as much as I'm able to do here in the clinic related to some of the things, some of the tools that I have. But there, we're able to, use some gentle, effective, and more than anything, safe procedures and techniques on these patients to give them some relief. And at the end of the day, like I say, they're dealing with some really, really nasty things. And if I'm there and I can help them out a little bit with some neck or low back pain, make them feel a little bit better, I feel like I've done my job.
So most of the conditions that you deal with over there, are they sometimes a direct result of the cancer, or is it more of just, improving the quality of life that they have while they're involved in the struggle?
Well, it's a little bit of both. I mean, sometimes with some of the cancer treatments, some of the medications, the chemotherapy, some of the radiation, you might develop, some neck and low back pain. Obviously they're sitting and lying down quite a bit, positionally they're going to be in one spot for a long time. So that, as a result of that, they might deal with some neck and low back pain. But at the end of the day, a lot of these chiropractic patients, they have, they're from there all over the country. CTCA has 5 hospitals across the country. A lot of I would say, 50 to 75% of the patients that I see are from out of the state of Oklahoma. And so they have chiropractors, in their hometowns. And I have an open line of communication with those chiropractors as well. And if I can, provide similar services to some of those things that they've been receiving, you know, back home, the patients really respond well to it.
To contact Dr. Riley and his team of experts at Tulsa Spine and Rehab, call 918-743-3737.